Blog Talk Radio.
Sometimes your thoughts will come and go. Try to clear your mind, but confusion won't let you know that deep inside there's a sacred place where all uncertainty can be erased. I never learned to know myself, and I was afraid. Right now I need to heal myself well, just like a brook that runs so deep. I spent my life just being asleep. It takes enlightenment to know that what you learn is toxic. It takes enlightenment to know that you can learn toxicity.
Good afternoon, and welcome to the Powers of Mind, Enlightenism Spiritual Freedom Broadcast. I am Carolyn Kelly, Enlightenism teacher and consciousness practitioner. And I will lead you in our guided meditation today. This guided meditation is designed to take you away from the hustle and bustle, the worry, the frustration, and all of the little things we get caught up in the course of a moment. The idea of this broadcast is going beyond what you've learned. It is going to that field that is contained within all of us. We are born whole, perfect, and complete, and have everything that we'll ever need for the journey. Our guided prayerful meditation speaks of that beingness in you. And so what I'd like you to do in this moment, for all of you that can, so that you understand the full scope of the prayerful meditation, is to find a quiet place and to close your eyes very softly. All of you that can close your eyes and are not involved in something where you need your eyes open. For those of you in that category, simply listen to the words. But to the ones who are available to close their eyes softly, I ask that you begin breathing in and out in a very slow, deliberate, and calming manner so that you take in the field of energy that this prayerful meditation comes from. Our prayerful meditation is taken from the book Enlightenism. I am greater than the I that I created. I affirm in this day that I awaken with the knowledge that I am whole, perfect, and complete. I have the greater power of enlightenism within me. This power is all I need to overcome what others taught me about who I am. Regardless of what I encounter in this day, I remain resolute that nothing changes my awareness of having the greater power of enlightenism within me. Every event and situation are merely interpretations from my awareness of being. And as long as I am aware of being the greater power, I shall perceive myself greater than the conditions in my life. I command myself in this day to work only on expressing the greater power of enlightenism in all of my actions. I affirm that the greater power of enlightenment is my awareness of being whole, perfect, and complete. I affirm that before I enter into a temporal state of sleep, that my thoughts will be fully focused on the greater power of enlightenism within me. I end my day by accepting that I am the greater power. I ask now that you take a deep, full breath in through your nose and release it very slowly through your mouth as you open your eyes and come back to the broadcast. Before I introduce Brother Malcolm, I want to leave you with this thought. Enlightenism is going beyond what you've learned. It's going to that greater field of energy that we are all born with. I now give you philosopher, author, prophet, and creator of enlightenism, Heather Malcolm.
Thank you so much, Sister Carla, for getting us started today on a wonderful day in our lives to remind us of enlightenism and the power, yes, that we have within us.
Absolutely. That's right.
The greater power and all of the information that others have taught us about who we are.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful if everyone in this country, where I'm living and around the world, could
if everyone,
I am the greater power.
Right. Not depending on someone else to deliver that power for or to them. Absolutely.
Right. It's living the moment. And say, I am the greater power because I am aware of myself being the greater power. And whatever we're aware of, that's who we are in that moment.
That's exactly what we care about.
In that moment, that's who we're aware of.
And all we live in are moments.
That's correct. And thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. This is our moment to share it.
Absolutely.
With as many people that's willing to listen.
That's right. And willing to go beyond.
Yeah, this is our moment. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay, folks, you just heard Sister Carolyn give us a great meditation from the book Enlightenism. I encourage all of you to go and purchase the book today, Enlightenism. Why not give it a shot, a chance, to say, well, I'm going to check out Brother and Sister Jewel. They seem to be bringing something wonderful into the world. They seem to be talking about something different. They seem to be talking about letting go of our dependency on the past. And then you can check it out for yourself. Or continue to do the things that we've been doing all of our lives. We're trying to find answers in the past about how to live in the present. And rather than looking in the present for answers, to live in the present, to look within yourself for a different awareness of being. This broadcast is about how to create a powerful mind. And we share insights on how to create a powerful mind. And we focus on using the power of imagination and visualization to create a powerful mind to overcome our dependency on the past. In other words, you have to have the power to think of something else. You know, there's no need to change unless you have something to change too. It's different than what you're doing. We have a goal in life, and we say, this is our goal. We stick with it. And you don't think about changing. Or if you do think about changing, you don't take any action because you don't know what actions to take. So you could be sitting up in a bar and people are after work, drinking, dealing with trying to come down from the day, days of hardships, and you have brilliant ideas. People come up with brilliant ideas about what they could do to make their lives better. But people will compliment them and say, yeah, that's really a great idea. But the ideas die in the bar. Why? Because what's blocking the idea is what brought the person into the bar in the first place. The dependency on alcohol, addictive behavior. And when you have addictive behavior to a set of beliefs, you feed them every day. And you can talk about it. You have people talking today. And sometimes I catch it more on the social media than I do on, as they call it, the legacy media. And more each day, how people want to change how they think and live, and they fall right back on what victimizing. There was someone talking about running for president with no labels. Okay. Run for president with no labels, and you're living in a society that was created with labels, which also created the presidency. So now you think about that for a moment, that you have lived all of your life with labels, believing you were race, color, gender, age, and so forth. And now you want to convince people that you're going to run for president, that you're going to be free. And that type of idiocy is what causes us to stay where we are. Because we have to learn how to unlearn the sorters. And on this broadcast, we talk about the process of how to condition our minds to unlearn what others taught us. See, it's not just you saying, I'm unlearning something. Do we ever unlearn psychology, the English language, or whatever language that we're speaking? Do we ever unlearn it? And most of the time, the answer is no. Because we're dependent on it. We believe in it. We believe it's the only effective for us to communicate with each other. And we don't we forget that there before there was the English language, we're dealing creating speaking a different language and writing a different language. All of these things were available, and they're no longer available because people decided to create the English language, and that's what we rely on. Well, the English language is like people talking about no labels. It's deceptive. It makes you dependent upon the language to express your feelings. And I am talking to you today about a place where you can go in you that's free of human knowledge and language. And all of the other things you have been taught. In this place, there is no awareness of being of slavery, racism, all the things you talk about, Jim Crow, all of the things about what has happened to people in the past, all of the beliefs that you have about the past. None of those things are available to victimize you in first place that I'm talking about. In you is the consciousness of truth. It's not a man. It's not a human. It is consciousness, unconditioned consciousness, that is on a journey in this world to fulfill its purpose for being here. And when you understand that you are part of this journey, then you will also understand the power you have within you. You see, what I've come to understand on this journey, part of the problem of people staying the way that they are is because you don't even really know where you are. You don't know who you're aware of being. I know that I didn't. And so we do things to ourselves. I call them self-inflicted toxicity. Self-inflicted toxicity that you inject yourself with every day. And you move yourself further and further away from this place that I am talking about. A place where the consciousness of truth exists that's free of judgments and comparisons. There's nothing to judge. There's nothing to compare it to. So you stay where you are. When we find ourselves locked in a place today where you don't know what to do, I will ask you to think for a moment. Turn to yourself and find this place in you that I'm talking about. There are no worries. There is a process that you have to undergo to get to this place. You can't just walk in without having cleansed yourself of all of the judgments that you have about yourself and others. And your dependency on the past to sustain your life in the present. Oh, I know. I said yesterday, I know that I am not, what I am saying is not popular beliefs. It's not the accepted beliefs in the society, particularly for people who judge themselves to be victims. Some people, well, all people are victims. They never want to be victims. But many don't know how to change, so they want to make other people the victims. Everyone is a victim of the past. Everyone that holds on to past beliefs becomes a victim of it. Philosophers in the universities are victims of philosophy. Because all they have learned about philosophy has been the different stages that it has evolved. And that's what people talk about. Same thing with psychology. Language, education is not the key to freedom. Key to your freedom is within you. It is a power in you that gives you the ability to imagine and visualize another person that's free of your dependency on others to provide you with power and clarity. This power in you is the power and clarity. So you people may have been living for generations in the squalid conditions in the United States of America and around the world. Places like Latin America, United States, people living in squalid conditions because they believe it's a part of life and that the only alternative is to judge themselves being less than, being in an inferior living environment, and then say, aha, I saw something in a movie on television about the way people are living. And that is the solution to our problem. Remember what I said about the guy in the bar with the great ideas about all the things he could do and others applauding him for the clarity of the ideas, the brilliance of the ideas. And there was one simple problem. Himself. Himself and the beliefs that brought him into the bar. I'll take a quick break and I shall return. Here she is, and I'll be right back to continue on Living in the Present.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm Kelly's Powers of the Mind Hour, a Healing of the Mind broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Subscribe to the Healing of the Mind broadcast and become a supporter of Enlightenism. Learn how to use the inner mind power of Enlightenism. Enlightenism empowers you to create a new way to think and live. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm Kelly's Enlightenism books from Amazon or go to his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Browse and purchase. You'll be glad you did.
Thank you so much, Sister Carolyn. You listen to the Powers of the Mind out here. I'm Brother Malcolm. And we encourage you to read the book Enlightenism. Don't be afraid to read something different. It's a book about how to create a powerful mind and to search within yourself for the consciousness of truth. We have an opportunity today, folks, to unlearn what others taught us and acquire direct knowledge of the self that comes from possessing a powerful mind. It is for ourselves. When I told you the story earlier about the man sitting in the bar, thinking about what is, all great ideas. Well, I just use the bar, but you could go to any place in the inner city, any place where you see great poverty, and people who have not discovered a way out of it except to believe in the past. Well, they believe someone in the past that can liberate them to live better in the present. And the only thing consistent about the past is everybody in the past are dead. They're all gone. Every person you ever read about is one thing they have in common with each other. They're all dead. And there are billions of people alive in this world today that we can create something far greater than all of that stuff we read about what the dead people were talking about. We can do something greater. But we cannot do something greater unless we're willing to unlearn. And we can't unlearn if we believe we have all of these ideas about what we're going to do. And the one problem that prevents us from implementing the idea is ourselves. Can't implement anything because you have not freed yourself of the problems that are facing you every day in your life. And the comparisons and judgments you have about yourself. So when I talk about the greatness in you, the power in you, you wonder, well, where did you get it from? Where are you? What gives you the right or the authority? Talk about something. How dare you talk about all of the people who are dead in the past? I mean, as if it's not true. So, and if it's not, please, please, please contact me and let me know and see somebody in the past thousands of years ago that's alive outside of your imagination and outside of the beliefs that you have that someone told you about. This message of Enlightenism is revolutionizing the mind, so that you can unlearn. Think that the only way that you can do something is the way you've always been doing it. And that's the problem. We are the problem of our own victimization, our own judgments, our own comparison. We are looking for something in a way and manner that we have heard about it in toxicity. So then we want to look at and believe what somebody is saying. Because we have individualized heroes in the past. Then we bring them up into the present. And so I have talked to many people, and I'm sure all of you have. I've been in the inner cities all of my life. And so then you see things in the inner city that you see what people want to do. They want to come together. So they have a problem. What is the problem? They don't see themselves as the problem. They see the problems outside. So they want to do something, change what's outside. So everything focuses on outside. All organizations that have ever been created for African Americans, for example, was outside. Go back and read it for yourself. Even though you don't need to read it, you can understand it for yourself. So all of these organizations created at the turn of the century was for what? Things outside. We're going to make things better for you so that you can be like someone else. Comparisons, judgments about you. And you've already defeated yourself. We defeat ourselves with the knowledge that we have of the past. I am an advocate for the consciousness of truth to say to all of you, get out of the past. Trust yourself to get out of the past and stop depending on the man that causes you to turn to soul. You're looking back too much in the past, and you have become like salt, bitter. And I'm talking about a place of freedom, power, and clarity that's unknown to those in pain and suffering. This is something, this being enlightenment, this being the conscious truth within you, this being entering into self-discovery with the four principles of the philosophy of enlightenment. I acknowledge that I am responsible for the current conditions in my life. Number two, I acknowledge that I believe that I'll create conditions in my life. Number three, I acknowledge that I have the power to change my beliefs and values. I acknowledge that for me to change my beliefs and values, I must first be willing to enter into self-discovery. And acknowledge that self-discovery is the gateway to the consciousness of truth, the greater power within. And I'll leave you with those insights. Sister Carol and I'll be back tomorrow. Here she is to close us out for the broadcast today. Have a great day. We'll be back on the air tomorrow at 12 p.m. Here's Sister Carol.
You're listening to Brother Malcolm's Healing of the Mind broadcast. He's sharing Enlightenism insights about how to use inner mind power. This broadcast and all of our broadcasts are available on iTunes, Apple, Listen Notes, Facebook, Twitter, and Google. We encourage you to subscribe to this life-saving broadcast and become a regular listener. Purchase one of Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism books from Amazon or his blog, Brother Malcolm's Enlightenism Insights. Also, go to our website, www.nationalbyesociety.org, and make a tax-deductible donation to support our nonprofit 501c3 organization. Thank you for listening.
Long time coming, but I know.